This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli airstrike on the Syrian capital has killed at least four people. Iran confirmed the dead include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The strike comes as the Gaza conflict reverberates across the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In a statement carried on Iranian state television, the Revolutionary Guards confirmed that four of its military advisers were killed. Israel has long pursued a bombing campaign against Iran-linked targets in Syria, but it has shifted to deadlier strikes in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants from Gaza. Other local media in Syria said explosions were heard across the Syrian capital. The security source was part of a network of groups close to Syria's government and its major ally, Iran. They said the multi-story building in the Mazeh neighborhood was used by Iranian advisers supporting President Bashar al-Assad's government, and that it was flattened by precision-targeted Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. Hours after a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Joe Biden played down his disagreement with Netanyahu over a future Palestinian state as a goal in post-war Gaza. Speaking to reporters Gaza Friday at the White House, Biden told reporters there are different ways to approach the issue.
There are a number of types of two-state solutions. There's a number of countries that are members of the U.N., that are still don't have their own military. A number of states that have limitation power. And so I think there's ways in which this could work.
The Middle East has been a tinderbox since Iranian-backed Hamas launched a terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th, killing at least 1,200 people while taking about 240 people hostages. Israel's response has killed more than 24,000 Palestinians, a large percentage of them women and children. This is VOA News. This week, the United States relisted Yemen's Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group and carried out multiple strikes on targets in Yemen following weeks of attacks by the Houthis on merchant vessels and U.S. ships in the Red Sea region. Augusta University Intelligence and Security Studies Director Craig Elbert told VOA's Global Crisis Program why there is a danger engaging with the Houthis could escalate to a direct confrontation with Iran.
Iran sends military assistance, military training, military equipment, munitions, armaments, small-scale arms, large-scale arms. So basically everything that the Houthis are getting that they're firing at merchant vessels and the United States' military vessels come primarily from Iranian or Iranian allies in the Middle East.
Poland has been rocked by a political crisis, including public protests, after the country's newly elected government moved quickly to reverse actions taken by the now opposition right-wing Law and Justice Party during its eight-year rule. VOA's Eastern European chief Miroslava Gengadza has the story from Warsaw.
Poland has become a political battleground after the newly elected government acted swiftly to change the leadership of crucial institutions, regain control of the public media, and reverse changes to the justice system in what had been a source of disagreement between Poland and the European Union. The now opposition Law and Justice Party, or PiS, which ruled Poland for 8 years, is pushing back against the changes by disrupting work in the parliament and organizing protests on the streets. Aleksandra Karasinska, the editor-in-chief of Forbes Woman Polska, says members of the old guard are reluctant to relinquish control.
We had 8 years of very right-wing, conservative, nationalist government. They are not really willing to give up on power, but they have to. There was the popular vote. This is democracy.
Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
Computer and software giant Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of the company's executives. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a blog post Friday, Microsoft said the intrusion began in late November and was discovered January 12th. The company says a very small percentage of Microsoft corporate accounts were accessed and some emails and documents were stolen. A Microsoft spokesperson had no immediate comment on which or how many members of the company's senior leadership had their email accounts breached. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.